Hello, beautiful souls.
We bring you conscious content filled with empowering information.
Designed to align you with the fulfilling freedom of activated awareness.
I am Rachel Alcyon.
And I am Daniel Alcyon.
Welcome to the Ecstatic Existence Podcast. Oh my gosh, I am loving Scotland. Welcome back to the Ecstatic Existence Podcast, special edition travel log UK tour. I'm Rachel.
I'm Daniel.
I'm Merritt.
And I'm Liberty.
And this has just been so awesome. I think that by far, Scotland has been my favorite. It's got really cool energy here. And I want to come back and just have Scotland be its own tour.
Yeah, we will need to do that.
Yeah.
So far, we have been traveling around Iceland, England, Wales, and Ireland, if you've been following our journey. And now we're in Scotland. And the first thing we did when we got off the boat into Scotland from Ireland...
We drove through Glasgow.
Yep. Just passed through, saw some of the sights.
Yep, and we went to the William Wallace Monument. So for all those Braveheart fans out there, you're going to know all about this. And, the Scots are really proud of their William Wallace, and rightly so. He is a cool guy. And
he's a national hero.
Yeah, and so there's a few different monuments. And so to specify, we went to the landmark of his family home.
And birth.
And there were still ruins of his old house.
Yeah, the whole foundation was still there.
So we stood in the foundation footprint of William Wallace's birthplace, home, and kitchen.
Yeah, and there's a really cool obelisk monument where they say his sword is inside of it.
Yep.
There's also the yew tree, which is YEW, which is like what?
They think it's at least 2,000 years old.
2,000-year-old tree that he and his men hid from the British in when they came looking for him. Yeah, it's a really cool dedication site. I didn't know that it would even be that impactful and that cool. I just thought, oh, cool, we're going to go see an obelisk. But then to find out that it was where he actually, lived and worked and was on that land. And it was just really infused with his energy. And I loved it.
And so we did a bunch of research, and looked into his story and life and impact on the world and on Scotland.
Yeah, and the kids weren't super familiar with his story. And so it was really great to be able to share that with him. And how he helped win back the country with the help of, Robert the Bruce.
Which then, the next place we went, this was just a total random one.
Oh, it was one of those flukes, we got to pull over because somebody has to go to the bathroom.
I saw a cool
whatever.
Cathedral. We had to pull over, and, there happened to be a cathedral right there, but it wasn't even on our list.
Right, and so it's this really amazing ruin of a church and a badass graveyard with, the old kind of Celtic skull and skeleton gravestones.
And this big wrought iron fence was just tied with a loose rope. It was kind of tied up. And so we're like, well, can we go in? And I was sure
so
we can.
So we run in and there's a placard that says that this is the site where Robert the Bruce was baptized. And you could still see the baptismal urn where that had happened.
Yeah, so that was a real bonus. From there, we headed on, and we wanted to find a little more modern stuff. We'd done so much of this ancient antiquity that I personally wanted to see some really modern artworks, And we went to this area that's the Helix Project, that is a massive park complex.
In Falkirk,
Scotland. And one of the highlights there at the Helix is the Kelpies.
Oh, the mighty Kelpies. Wow, they are striking.
So the Kelpies are these massive, I don't even know how many story tall, humongous horse head sculptures. There's two.
Yeah.
And they're in slightly different poses, and they're really fierce and really powerful.
Yeah, really prestigious. And their necks are all muscular, and their faces are really dashing. And it's just like a prime depiction of a regal horse.
Like a stallion. And it's a scene right off the freeway, so millions of people get to see this every year, driving right off the freeway, just this striking giant steel horse heads.
Yeah, and the metal is so sparkly, and at night they light them up, and they'll do different light show, different colors inside, and the way that the metal is laid over itself, it almost is like a mesh.
Yeah.
Or...
So it's like, it has holes, and so you can kind of see through it,
but kind of not. Yeah, you can see into them, and so it casts light and shadow, and they look sparkly. Like, when you walk around them, they look like they're sparkling.
Yeah, they're super cool. I could have just said this kind of thing. I could have just sat there and stared at them for hours and just checked them out, but we didn't have all that much time because we were moving on.
Yeah, so we did some fun handstands and played around a bit and just ran in and got some epic photos. But yeah, they really do command a presence, and they're the dedication to the future of Scotland. And yeah, I could just have basked in their glory for hours.
Yep. Our next stop after that was Linlithgow.
Oh, and this is really a great stop. This is the home of Mary, Queen of Scots. This is where she grew up. This is where a portion of her reign was.
So, a.k.a. Bloody Mary.
A.k.a. Bloody Mary, right. And so there's a statue of her dedicated to her life and her work. And they do lead tours there, but we got there just after they had closed. And so, which was fun, you know. Sometimes we're a little bit, oh, we missed it. But at the same time, it's like, oh, but now we get to be here with no people. So,
yeah, so we couldn't got to go actually go
in, but yeah, we got to walk all around the grounds. It's a really cool castle on this beautiful lake, and there's swans everywhere. There's like a mother swan with like her 8 little babies following.
There were some swings.
And it was really fun. Merritt and I got to walk all around the grounds together and play on the swings. And it, like, this was a really great hangout spot for teenagers, while Daniel and Liberty practiced her headstands. Liberty, we want to publicly congratulate her, made it onto a drill team, and so we're super excited to be of support for that.
Best in the state.
Yep, best drill team in the state. So she's practicing her splits, and she's getting super flexible in her high kicks, and she nailed her headstand. Really for, like, the first time, right?
Yeah.
Like, she was been practicing a lot, and...
And then in one of the photos, somebody was like, hey, is there a face in the back of that
Not
photo?
Not just one photo, all of the photos.
In the photos, yeah. Some people said on Facebook, like, I think there's a face back there.
Yeah, and so here's Liberty in all her glory doing, like, this perfect stick straight headstand, and then she's doing, like, splitted headstands, and then some funny ones. And every single photo up in the window...
There's something like a weird face when you zoom
There's
in.
There's
so,
a face.
Yeah.
After hours, nobody was in that building.
It's kind of weird. So, Linlithgow, really cool, really lovely city. We walked all around there.
Oh, yeah, super cute city.
Yeah. Then we took a little trip over to a place called Blackness Castle, and just gorgeous. Wish we would have had more time there, but this one we also missed the cutoff of admission on.
Well, and we kind of, it was a last minute thing, you know. Daniel, we'd already found a place to park for the night, but we'd passed a sign that said Blackness Castle, and Daniel's like, dude, that would be such a sweet metal band name that...
Blackness.
So he was like, can we, like, go check it out? I'm like, sure, it might even be a sweeter space to stay.
And it was, yeah, really cool, little tiny little, like, seaside village, and but gorgeous.
And we got some beautiful photos of our camper van, because we actually entered into the contest to win 200 pounds if we take the best photo for the camper van contest.
And when do you think we'll know if we won it?
I don't know.
Maybe the end of summer. It's a summer contest, so we'll let everyone know if we win the best RV photo.
It'll probably go towards replacing the mirror we blew out.
Yeah. On the way to Wales. So then we decided the next day to go into the city. We went into Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
We went into Edinburgh. The next day we went into the city and decided to check out Edinburgh. And one of the destinations here for us... By the way, this day was totally pouring rain, so we looked for some indoor destinations.
It was dumping rain, yeah. It was kind of a miserable thing. We didn't have the proper clothing to be able to just walk around and that. So, yeah, we sought refuge out, you know, out of the rain, inside.
And found a spot called Dynamic Earth, or Our Dynamic Earth.
Oh, so, super cool.
Really cool, like, an interactive museum all about, literally, our Earth, and, like, how it's changed and evolved and turned into the beautiful planet that we live on today. Science, great family fun.
We saw one of those kind of like IMAX dome movies about volcanoes.
Narrated by
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Sherlock Holmes!
Which
Doctor Strange!
Which volcanoes are like Liberty's greatest fear. So it was so fun to watch that and then look over and watch her and just be like, oh my gosh, why? Why does the Earth do this? And there was actually a thing where you would go through, and they had, like, the ice room where there's, like, a giant iceberg, and...
It's a real one.
A real one that you could touch, and it was, like, really cold in there, and then they had another one that was like a volcano, and then the ground would start to shake like an earthquake.
It was called the earthquake room, yeah.
And lava was flowing. It was a great place.
Really fun. Dynamic Earth. Then right across the street from that is a little place called Henderson's. It's an extension of Henderson's Food in Scotland, which is the best vegetarian and vegan restaurant in the city. And we were in Scotland, so I had to eat some vegan haggis.
Oh, so good.
Which is pretty crazy. So haggis is a pretty famous Scottish dish that's like super repulsive. Anybody that doesn't know, that's all the organs of a sheep stuffed back into its own stomach sack and then roasted. But the vegan haggis was like a bunch of lentils and delicious vegetables wrapped in a pastry puff. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
The next day...
Oh, the kids got to be on their first double-decker bus ever.
Yep.
On their way out of the city back to the car. And Merritt loved that because then she actually was eating a candy bar, a Scottish candy bar called Double Decker. So that was like a fun coincidence.
On the Double Decker bus.
Eating a Double Decker on the Double Decker. Who knew?
The next day, our first destination was Tantallon Castle. And it was incredible. Tantallon Castle was my favorite castle in Scotland, and maybe one of my favorite castles in the world that I've ever been to.
I think so. You know, it's also situated on a cliff by the ocean, and not very touristy, so you really could go and explore and climb up and over things and go at your own pace. You know, a lot of these more well-known castles, you have to have a tour and, you know, everything's all roped off and you can't touch this and you can't touch that.
And there's a billion people and you're just waiting in queue and lines elbow to elbow with everybody.
Right. And so even though a lot of, like, amazing things may have happened at some of these castles, you can't, like, get up close and personal and really feel it out. So this one, we got to just do it at our own pace and go anywhere we wanted within the ruins. It was awesome.
Oh, and the site could not be more beautiful. And now Tantallon Castle reportedly has a ghost as well. It's one of the more haunted sites in the UK. And so two times, this ghost has actually been photographed.
Mm-hmm. And so for protection, Merritt brought her new friend.
It's an alicorn stuffed animal.
Well, so you want to tell listeners what an alicorn is?
An alicorn is a unicorn mixed with a pegasus.
So it has both wings and a horn.
Yep. And how did a daytime star come into your life?
Well,
we were at the caravan park, the campsite.
Yeah, the caravan park. And there's this game room and playground and stuff like that. We went to the game room the night before, and the playground was closed and locked up, so we couldn't go in there. So we played a race car driving game, and then we went to sleep the next morning. And not the next morning. The night. And then we woke up the next morning, and I wanted to go on the playground because it was going to be open.
And we played and had fun.
And we played, yeah. And then I asked Daddy if I could go, and...
Did you ask me? She begged me. She begged me to go and try to win a stuffed animal out of a claw machine. And I wasn't super receptive to it at first. I was like, ah.
Right, those things are usually just kind of a waste of money.
I mean, it's just like throwing money in a hole.
And then the kid leaves like all upset. All bummed
that
you
didn't win it. And like, so then,
you know, they're impossible to win.
They're begging and begging you to win. And then there's like, I didn't see it as a win-win. I saw it as like I was going to get set up to like disappoint a kid and spend a bunch of money in the process. So, but finally there was something about it that I just saw her little heart was so set. I was like, okay. But here's the thing, Merritt. We get one chance. You get one shot to win. And whatever the outcome is, you need to be okay with it. So we put in our 1 pound. And she got 3 tries for 1 pound. And so she was going for this beautiful, rainbow, sparkly alicorn. And the first 2 times on the machine didn't even go that well. Because it took a learning curve to even figure it out. They didn't even work. The first 2 times were almost wasted. And then on that 3rd shot, she pulled that thing up and it dropped into the chute and stuck sideways. It was like turned sideways in the chute. And so of course, I could not let that be the one chance. Because it was already,
right.
like...
It would have gone down if it was a smaller toy, right?
Yes. But it was so big, and its hooves were on one end, its horn was on the other end, and it was, like, suspended in space in the toy chute.
So there's some little kids there watching.
Yep, there's a little boy and girl, a little Scottish boy and girl, that were cheering us on. And then the boy started giving us some advice.
He said to push it down with the lever.
He's like, just push it down with the lever! Push it down with the lever! And so, I'm like, okay, great. I put one more pound in, three more shots, and
just
successfully...
punched it through with the lever.
Knocked that alicorn right down into Merritt's hands.
And the alicorn has been the mascot of our journey all through Scotland. So, we have some really funny photos of... the alicorn all through Tantallon Castle.
Flying over the ruins.
I mean, some really epic shots.
So, as we were going through Tantallon Castle, Daytime Star, this alicorn, was our guardian against the potential Tantallon ghost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I loved it there.
And a cool thing, too, is just off the distance, off the shore of Tantallon Castle, is an island that is a giant rock. And it looks white. The whole thing looks kind of white and fuzzy.
Like it might be moss or something.
Yeah, like it might be covered in moss.
It almost looks like snow.
Yeah, very odd.
But it's really warm. So.
And if you look a little closer, it's moving.
It's moving, and there's a haze that's a kind of a halo cloud that's moving all around it as well.
And so what this is Bass Rock. And Bass Rock is an island that had at one time been used as a prison.
Yeah, so there's old remnants of, the prison and like, lighthouse out there.
Yeah, but what it is now is a nature sanctuary, a nature preserve, because that big white mass that you see is the world's largest colony of garnet birds.
Birds.
Northern garnet birds.
They aren't garnet colored, they're white.
They're white, but they're called garnets. And there's something like, I don't know, 500,000 or something birds that is estimated to live on this island. So, like, it's covered with birds. The whole island is just, like, hundreds of thousands of birds.
And their poop.
And they're all their poop.
We were saying that the whole island was full of bird poop. That's because, that's why it was white.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we spent hours over at Tantallon Castle, walking the grounds, playing in the ruins. I mean, I didn't really want to leave there. It was so...
I didn't want to go up the stairs.
Oh.
Because there was a ghost!
Stop it.
But we had to, right? Like, this was our last day in Scotland. Really wanted to go see Melrose Abbey. So we drove down...
And Melrose Abbey is very close to the border with England. So this is like on our way out of Scotland, on the borderlands. And Melrose is a very, very quaint little sleepy town.
Oh, it's so charming. It's won so many awards for this, that, and beautiful flowers. And the abbey is really,
really impressive.
Breathtaking.
But we got there just as they were closing the tour. Right at closing time.
Like 5 minutes after the very last tour went out.
But mind you, there's still people in there, but they're just not letting anyone else in the gates.
So like, please, we rushed to get here. It's been like, we just drove an hour and a half at top speed to get here. Please, please let us in.
Yeah, let us just run in and take a few photos.
I'm like, I'll pay you. I'll pay you extra.
And like, she wouldn't let us in. So anyway, what I did do instead is send up the drone from the park right next door.
Oh, and he's all like, Rachel, I can fly it through the door and like get into all the ruins. I'm like, oh my gosh, please don't do that.
So I didn't do that, but I did fly the drone and like got some cool aerial shots of this ruin and architecture that you wouldn't have been able to see from the ground. So that was kind of a fun thing.
Yeah, and we walked around and we got gelato and it was just, yeah, I really love Melrose. We're going to hang out here for the night and get on over to England tomorrow.
Yeah. So it's been quite the adventure here in Scotland. We love it. We want to come back. And our adventure continues. So if you haven't already, go back and check out what led us up to this point. And stay tuned for more of our experience, because tomorrow we're going to be heading towards England.
Yeah, we've got to get our rental van back. Where our time is drawing to a close here with the van. So,
yep.
Yeah.
All right. See you soon.
Thank you.
a unicorn mixed with a Pegasus.
An alicorn is a unicorn mixed with a Pegasus.
Pegasus. Pegasus. Pegasus. Pegasus. Pegasus. Pegasus. Pegasus.